This is a Cortez Radio news update. The Quadra Island Farmers Market has just reopened after 18 months, and the busiest table appears to have been writing letters to Premier John Horgan in defense of old-growth forests. As Geraldine Kenny explained,
"Well, I'm a rebel-rouser, and so if I have an opportunity to make some noise, I take advantage of it. And so I heard that the Quadra Island Farmers Market was to open on the 3rd of July because the COVID restrictions had been lifted. And I just phoned the organizer and I asked if I could have a table. And she said, well, because of COVID, they'd only allow 20 tables, but she only had 19 bookings. And so I said, I'm here. It wasn't as busy as what I would call a normal Quadra Farmers Market because we only had 20 tables. I think we've got loads of tourists on the island. So it wasn't as busy as usual. We can have up to 50 tables on a summer Saturday. So we had 20 tables and it was what I would call a comfortable flow through. But my table was definitely the busiest. Well, I've just sent you some photos of the market. A Sierra Quadra board member, Angela Coach, made this gorgeous banner which says Save Old Growth. And so I hung that up between an umbrella and my bicycle, had the table. I think we had the most eye-catching booth. People were walking past. We had to go in clockwork formation and people flowed through. And I just stood by the side of my table and I just said, would you like to write a letter to John Horgan to stop old growth logging? And they all said, yes. I've never been so surprised in my life because usually when we have a table, I had form letters written to John Horgan and also to Michelle Babchuk. So I'd had these form letters and I'd printed them up. But I thought, you know, form letters don't really excite. And I don't know, I just felt I had some spare white paper. And I had some spare envelopes and I have lots of pens. So I thought, well, why don't we try it? Ask people if they actually want to write a letter. And I had some clipboards and I gave them the choice. Would you like to put your name, your signature and your address on a form letter? Or would you actually like to write your personal thoughts to Premier Horgan? And they said, give me the blank paper. We have 50 letters collected in 4 hours. Older people, even Quadra residents, when I said, would you like to write a personal letter to John Horgan? No, not today. I felt as though I was selling vacuum cleaners, you know? And okay, you let that go. But all the young people, they grabbed at the chance to write a letter. And many of them, in fact, did say, oh, I've always wanted to write a letter, but I never got round to it. And most of these young women were in the company of their friends. So there was three or four young women together. And I had four clipboards and they were scribbling away. Sitting on the grass, crouched by the table, kneeling at the table, standing up, writing their letters. And then when they had finished their letters, I said, okay, who wants to read out their letter? There was no hesitancy. There was pride in their conviction. So they started reading out their letters. And then they were talking about capitalism. They were talking about climate change. They were talking about the paradigm shift. These are 15, 17-year-old young women. And then when one letter was read out aloud, then we all said hooray and we clapped and applauded. And the next one read her letter. It was so empowering, and it was, I'm going to say it, beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. One 9-year-old said, well, I don't know what to write. And I said, why don't you draw a tree? And so she started to draw a tree, and it began as a normal Christmas tree. But she then took the trunk of the tree and made it half the size of the tree. And it was thick, and it was growing, and it flared, which is a typical old growth cedar. This 9-year-old was able to distinguish the difference between a Christmas tree and an old growth conifer. That was just so inspiring. And then she wrote underneath the tree, don't kill my trees. A 9-year-old, yes, from Puntledge Elementary School. And then there are other letters, and I sent you a copy of one.
A UVic student named Ashley wrote, John Horgan, stop supporting the industry that is destroying the last of our precious old growth. These trees stood witness centuries before white settlers set foot on this land. These trees are a national treasure, a part of our heritage. These great-grandmothers are protectors of our biodiversity and waterways. If money is what matters to you, then really, they're worth more standing. Shame on you for continuing this violent onslaught on these peaceful giants and the tiny protesters in the front lines of this fight. You make promises that you're not brave enough to keep. This is a time for bravery and sacrifice. We have given enough to industry and capitalism. Do the right thing, please. There is no time for delay. What you are allowing to happen makes you complicit to a crime. Be on the right side of history. Stand with the trees. Ashley, Victoria.
I would like to submit each week a letter from some of these very astute, reflective, critical young people. They know what's going on. And they voiced their frustration at the political scene in British Columbia. And I have to say that the criticisms were pointed towards John Horgan and his inability or his dysfunction in following not only the desires of these young people, but truly in what we're talking about today in climate change, and that is to get the logging of the old growth forests stopped. Phone's ringing. Hold on. Run! Phone. Okay. Back again. Back again. So, next story, a young couple came to the table, and they told me that they had been at Fairy Creek for over 4 months. They had helped set up various camps and blockades, and they were pretty tired. And the story that they told me was they were at the edge of a clear cut. I'm not sure what camp. And I must say, I was so enthralled with what they were telling me, I didn't ask such pertinent questions. They said that they were at the edge of a clear cut, and they were standing in front of this probably 600-800-year-old Western red cedar. And the logger was standing there with a chainsaw. And then you know how a chainsaw starts. You rev it up. And the chainsaw was revved up. And the blade was put to the bark of the tree. And he continued to then cut the tree. And when he was more or less through, then you heard, I call it the scream of the tree. You heard the creaking. And it is the most God-awful sound you can imagine. You think it's the most God-awful sound, but it is then followed by that crash of this magnificent biological majesty. It falls to the ground with this huge thump. You can feel the vibration through your body. And then they said the loggers cheered. And so they left Fairy Creek and they were very disillusioned and very pessimistic. And they just decided to come to Quadra for a weekend. And they happened to wander through the farmer's market. And there they saw underneath the trees a banner saying, "Save our old growth." And they saw the table. And they were just so overjoyed that they saw. They were not the only ones who are devastated by this irresponsible crime against nature, the cutting down of the old growth forests of British Columbia. And they saw here on Little Quadra Island, there was a group of people who are as well passionate about saving these trees. And gosh, we didn't have any masks on, but we hugged anyway.
A Cortes Island woman who returned to Fairy Creek Monday was among the 356 people that the RCMP have arrested since May. Neither she nor her husband wanted to be interviewed, but he told Cortes Currents that dozens upon dozens of Cortesians have been there. One of the recent notices on the Cortes Island tide line was from another couple, Ruth and Roland, who wrote, "They were traveling down island Wednesday, June 30th, in a small van and can take donations for the Ancient Forests Defenders Camps." Geraldine Kinney was one of the Quadra Island residents that have gone.
It was a very enlightening, it was a very inspiring and encouraging 4 hours at a Quadra Island farmer's market.
Have many Quadra Island people gone to Fairy Creek?
I can't answer that question because I don't know everybody on Quadra who has gone to Fairy Creek. But I do know one Quadra Islander has been arrested. I do know that another Quadra Islander was scared out of her wits, but she volunteered at 4 o'clock every morning to put her arm in a dragon until the police came. And then I do know of five Quadra Islanders who had gone to Fairy Creek and delivered tarps and firewood and food and things like that. But I don't know everybody who's gone there. But, you know, every week somebody goes.
You've been listening to an interview with Geraldine Kinney about the letter-writing campaign to save old-growth forests that started at the Quadra Island Farmers Market last Saturday, and also the island's connection to Fairy Creek.